Florida recently released its ranking of the state's 67 school districts based exclusively on scores from the FCAT, the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test. That ranking idea came from Governor Rick Scott, but top school officials are taking exception to it, saying the test alone is not a good way to measure school success. There are similar controversies elsewhere. New York's governor says he wants to tie state money to test performance, but more than 600 principals across New York have already signed a letter protesting a similar proposal from the federal government. While in Illinois, teachers say there have to be better ways than testing to evaluate schools. Rick Roach agrees. He's long doubted the tests, and then he took them. Rick has served for 13 years on the Board of Education in Orange County, Florida. He's a father of five with a Bachelor of Science and two master's degrees. Rick, how did you do on the test you took?
On the math test, which was full of algebra, geometry, and a little bit of calculus, I think, I did very, very poorly. There were 60 questions, and I have to tell you, I didn't know the first one.
Wait a minute, did you know any of them?
Not one. It's all math that I passed back in high school, but haven't used it since. That was the math part of it. The reading part, which is, I was probably more surprised, I had a 62%. That's how I did on the 10th grade version of our state assessment test.
Not very well. And we're going to have some of the tests. We'll link to some of this at our website so people can do it for themselves. So you didn't do well on these tests, and listeners can see how they do, but what do you take from that?
One way to explain it is that the state assessment reading is a different planet than learning to read, pick up things that you need to learn and that you want to learn. It's two different skills. I mean, I don't think anybody can question, Robin, that I can read. So to say that I'm a 62% reader on the FCAT is got to be a different world. So my thought is, if it happened to me, what are we holding kids accountable for who have made A's and B's in every one of their classes in high school for four solid years and yet flunk an FCAT, a Florida assessment test in reading? It doesn't match.
Well, you go on to say in notes to a friend of yours, Marion Brady, the educator, if I'd been required to take these two tests when I was in 10th grade, my life would almost certainly have been different. I'd have been told I wasn't college material. It makes no sense to me that a test with the potential for shaping a student's entire future has so little apparent relevance to adult real-world functioning. You ask, you know, who decides this? Using what criteria? Who oversees them? Who are they accountable for? In other words, the people who put together this test. What's been the response to that?
About 98% of everybody who's personally contacted me has told me that I was, number one, a hero, a leader, it's about time. And Robin, the stories that have come out from people who are in their 50s now, who were told when they were teens that they would not be college material or that they weren't very smart, and then they went on to be successful and kind of thumbed their nose at those people later on, are amazing.
But on the other hand, you know you've had your critics. I'm reading Scott Hewler in Scientific American saying, I mean no disrespect, but the problem isn't with the test. It isn't even with the colleges that gave you your advanced degrees. The problem lies with your middle school. You should have gotten these right. Others are saying, well, maybe you wouldn't get them right now, but that doesn't mean that a 10th grader wouldn't get them right. None of us can remember some of these math formulas. You talk to all these business people that you know, and none of them use math in their business. But other critics have pointed out, well, but we don't know in 10th grade who's going to be the kid that's going to need that math in their business. I mean, just reply to some of those criticisms.
Number one, a lot of people guard the test with their lives. They really are not looking at the objective part of it. And I think a lot of people, they hear me saying two things. One, they hear me saying that math is not important, and that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is everyday relevant math is what's important. If you really look at the professions in this country, there's probably a minimal amount of professions that actually use that data today as we speak. So why are we requiring such higher level math? I'm not opposed to kids learning math principles and multiplication, division, and subtraction, addition, and percentages and what have you. But I think that we're forcing kids to use a math that just is not relevant to them at this point. And I've gotten a lot of nice articles about that, too.
But others would debate that idea as well, that when you talk about relevance, you know, for instance, am I still using my algebra? No. But what you get from math isn't just remembering the equation in case you need to use it in the future. You get the critical thinking the brain toning that comes with learning the math, even if you never use the math again.
My friend Marion Brady and I have been really, really active in digging out the research for that and cannot find any transference whatsoever in the higher level math thinking transferring to other things in our life.
Really?
And even if it were, yes. And even if it were, Robin, you can engage critical thinking with many, many topics that would be of high interest levels to kids, where they can be successful at it and still gain the critical thinking skills versus only going through this higher level math routine.
Well, but again, I mean, you know, it goes back to people who say it isn't about the fact that you might be using the particular math in your job. It's about the critical thinking skills. But then there are people who say you might be using this, and the United States has been falling behind other countries in math and science. And we know, you know, with the high-tech world that we all live in, that's the direction of jobs. Are you at all concerned about that?
Well, I think if you might need the math, you absolutely ought to take the math. It's a track you should be on. If you need the graphic arts background to be successful, you need to be tracked into that with a high emphasis in those areas. Your goal in life, your profession in life that you're trying to attain ought to dictate what you take versus the other way around.
Rick Roach, I know that you've been applauded, as you said, 90% of your email, that big stack you have, but you've also found yourself with a big target painted on you.
Oh, and I'm okay with that, Robin. I really am, and it's not about people agreeing with me. I did it because I just felt it was time for me to say, okay, if 39% of our 10th graders are passing the reading test and 61% are not, what's going on? Are we really, really that bad? Are these 61% of our high school 10th graders really below grade level? The answer is no. I went to a reading FCAT class the other day and talked to about 24 sophomores. One of the girls told me, "Mr. Roach, I don't think I'm supposed to be in here." She says, "I did fail the FCAT. I wasn't feeling very well that day, but I have all honors classes." And I asked the principal, I said, "What is the grades this kid has?" She has 6 A's in her honors classes and 1 B, and she's sitting in a remedial reading class learning how to read. These kids get put into an academic jail because some test says they can't read. It's just not right. We're withholding, I think in our county, I think the number's going to be about 300 last year, that were 3.0 GPA kids in 24 courses for 4 years, and they do not have on them a high school diploma. That cannot be fair. So, I don't know, attackers and arrow shooters, come on, but that can't be fair for kids.
Rick Roach, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Robin.